Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Hype Beauty, Hair, and Skin and Fitness. My name is Dana, and today I will be giving 10 surprising benefits of yoga and meditation. And Monica, have you ever practiced yoga and meditation before?
Yes, Dana. I have actually practiced yoga, and I find that it's very relaxing. It's very calming for your senses and your spirit when you're under stress, and I really enjoyed it. The one I liked the most was the hot yoga. What sort of helpful information do you have, Dana, that will be useful for me and our listeners taking yoga classes?
Well, you know what, Monica? Typically, these two, yoga and meditation, they go hand in hand and have been around for thousands of years. They have been used as an alternative form of exercise to keep the mind and body healthy and happy. Practicing yoga improves our balance, endurance, flexibility, and strength, while meditation helps keep the mind sharp, relieve stress and anxiety, and can strengthen your immune system. And I know the holidays are coming up, and everyone needs some helpful techniques for managing that stress, incorporating low-impact exercise, along with staying relaxed. Monica, out of yoga and meditation, which one do you practice first?
I actually practice the meditation first. If I'm nice and calm and relaxed and my stress levels are low, I'm able to hold my poses a lot better. So I think the meditation is very important for me first to actually go into a smoother phase of my yoga and be able to hold my poses that, you know, of course, works to strengthen my muscles and things like that.
And you're absolutely right, Monica. Following a few simple poses, breathing techniques, and positive coping skills can help manage you going into a healthy regimen of yoga. It helps as with your mental clarity and manage chronic conditions and promote a healthier lifestyle when you're managing your breathing techniques in order to go into your physical techniques and lifestyle changes. With so many health benefits linked to these traditional practices with yoga and meditation, many people are taking notice and incorporating these techniques into their lifestyle. So let's check out some of these 10 surprising benefits of yoga meditation. All right. Have you ever thought about, Monica, it helps with your back pain?
Oh, absolutely. Yoga definitely helps with back pain, especially the pose where you're sitting on the floor and your legs are crossed and you're leaning forward. That definitely helps my lower back and anyone who has, you know, chronic back pain issues, that the stretching would do a whole lot for you. You would be, it's unbelievable. But definitely, yes.
Mm-hmm. It does help with your flexibility and your lower back problems. If you're having those, after just 1 week of yoga, your back will be somewhat firm and far as flexible. And it does help with arthritis, and it promotes your heart, healthy heart, as far as regulation and cardiovascular benefits. It helps with your asthma. I know a lot of people are, as far as having trouble with that breathing during this time of year. Have you heard that before?
Absolutely, because, you know, I did hear that when you know, some of those poses, they are relaxing some of those muscles. And, of course, your lungs is also, you know, it's an organ, but it's also considered a muscle as well. So, you know, having a deep state of meditation and relaxation could, of course, definitely help with easier, easier breathing.
Mm-hmm. And another one, too, that people least expect, their digestive. Like, if you have a problem with your daily fiber intake and cannot get things moving easily, then practicing yoga can be tremendous help. Many yoga poses twist and move, manages internal organs that help food move along into your digestive system. Did you ever know that, Monica?
That's a good one for our users who may suffer with constipation, or, you know, that's trying to get the right amount of fibers in their diet to have a good, smooth, you know, digestive tract with moving bowels and things like that. So that's definitely a good point, Dana. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not only that, too, what about your sleeping? It helps with your sleeping benefits. Helps you relax at night.
Oh, yeah, because when you're relaxed and your muscles are at ease and your stress levels are low, sleep, good sleep is definitely very important for our, you know, day-to-day lives. And yoga can definitely, you know, aid in that area as well.
Mm-hmm. And not only to mention, what about boosting up your mood? It helps spas with yoga and meditation have linked with emotional health boosts. Studies have shown that yoga and meditation help improve cognitive behavior, performance, as well as aid in mood swings, menopause, insomnia, depression, and anxiety. Did you know that, Monica?
I did. Absolutely, I did. I know that some, people who are undergoing, mental treatments or psychiatric issues, they do recommend them taking, you know, yoga and meditation classes because it helps to kind of, you know, ease the stress. And of course, stress is the key to every issue that we normally have in our body. Stress is usually one of the main culprits, and then it's a domino effect. So absolutely, that definitely would aid in, you know, people that have those type of issues.
Right. Even it helps with your migraines. No one doesn't like pain. But when you sit there and concentrate with your breathing and you're lying down, implementing your yoga, that helps with your migraines too. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Migraine headaches, people suffer from migraines for many different reasons. It could be a reaction to medication. It could be a hormone imbalance in the body, high blood pressure. So several different factors that people suffer with migraine headaches. And, you know, trying to implement natural medications or natural self-healing versus using, you know, traditional medicines from your doctor and pharmacist is always the best way to start out first to try to treat things like that.
Mm-hmm. And it follows too with your mental clarity. A healthy dose of yoga and meditation will help your brain sharp and clear, and it will help with your clarity as far as memorization, keep you focus, you organize, get rid of stress, anxiety, and negative thinking. And when purchasing your yoga or meditation apparel, if you go to KumbaFitnessApparel.com, they have many different styles of yoga pants and tops for women, along with workout pants and tops for men that will enhance your daily yoga and meditation regimen. If you shop today and spend $100 or more, you will receive 30% off your whole entire purchase. Did you know that, Monica, about Kumba Fitness?
Oh, yes,
apparel?
I did, because I had some people looking at the site doing Black Friday, and they were excited about discounts. And, oh, yes, absolutely.
All right. Stay tuned for our next topic on dealing with body care during the winter months. Hi, if you're into wellness and fitness and would like to purchase some apparel, come check out KumbaFitnessAndApparel.com, where we will give you 20% off your first purchase of 100 or more. So come on down and check out Kumba Fitness and Apparel.
Hi, my name is Monica James, the owner of Brazilian Beauty Bar Natural Hair Salon, naturally native hair and skin care. We recently partnered with Walmart and Amazon, so be sure to purchase our natural hair and skin care products for all of your basic hair and skin care needs. Visit our website for 20% off of your purchase of $100 or more at BrazilBeautyBar.com. Have a fabulous day. Thank you for tuning in to High Skin Beauty Hair and Fitness Podcast. My name is Monica, and today the topic that I am discussing is body care during the winter months. Now, I want to first of all start off telling people the myth that people have is you have to moisturize and take hot showers every day during the winter months. Well, I want to kind of reframe or kind of reprogram people thinking on that. It's important to take, you know, lukewarm, showers during the winter months, but you want to be careful of the moisturization product that you're using during that time. You want to avoid hot showers and baths. In the winter months, taking hot showers and not moisturizing can create cracks in the surface of your skin. So if you're going to take a hot shower, you want to make sure that you're using a really good skin barrier moisturizer to follow up with that to keep your skin nice and protected, okay? Hot water evaporates fast if the skin is not immediately moisturized. The cracks in the skin can let nerves get exposed to the air, okay, resulting in what feels like a lot of paper cuts and eczema all over your skin, which, of course, we know that's very uncomfortable. Are there certain things or certain moisturizers that you like to use during the winter months, Dana, that you feel works better for your skin? Is it Vaseline, coconut oil?
Well, I like shea butter, coconut butter. But I do like lavender breeze.
Okay.
All natural alternative
creams. Good. Those are all good things to use on your skin, especially during the winter months, because it creates really good extra moisturization. It actually relaxes the dermis of the skin, which helps moisture penetrate even deeper under, you know, certain different layers of your skin, because your skin has several different layers. So when you're moisturizing your skin on a regular, you know, regular basis, then you're allowing your skin to absorb that, and then you won't have to put on as much as often if you're doing it on a regular day-to-day basis. It sounds like common sense, but in the winter, you know, with the weather like we've been having, you know, what you want to do is, you know, after coming home after a long walk and taking a hot shower bath, you want to immediately make sure that you are actually hydrating and moisturizing your skin on a daily basis. Upgrade your moisturizer and use it often. This one might seem obvious, but moisturizing the skin is critical for keeping it hydrated throughout the winter, okay? Application of a very thick moisturizer as soon as you get out of the bath or shower, and then one more time per day will help keep your skin feeling nice and smooth.
Do everyone have the same skin type, or what can I use? Because I don't know what kind, how can I test and see what kind of skin type do I have?
Well, no, everybody doesn't have the same skin type, of course, because we have different shades of skin. You know, typically if you are of a, you know, darker skin complexion, ethnicity, which you have more melanin in your skin, then your skin tends to get a little bit more drier in the winter months, kind of like you look like you're putting like baby powder on your legs, kind of ashy look. Of course, you want to avoid that.
Okay.
So that shows up more prominent in darker skin. It doesn't say that lighter skin complexions aren't as ashy. It's just that it's more noticeable on darker skin. So, you know, if the skin has more melanin in it, it tends to be a little bit thicker. If the skin has less melanin, it tends to be a little bit thinner, a little bit lighter. But either way, it's still important to use really good thick, you know, not thick, but really good moisturizers that's going to complement your skin. And you want to do, if you're using something with a fragrance, you want to use on the inside of your arm first to test for allergies, to be sure that your skin is not too sensitive to it, because you don't want to have any type of breakouts or things like that. So that's really important too. But if you're using a fragrance-free moisturizer, then you're usually pretty good to go as far as using something like coconut oil, something that has maybe like a Vaseline base to it. Shea butter is really good because shea butter not only moisturizes the skin, it also helps get the skin discoloration. So if you're having trouble with like the dark knees, you know how you see people with the discolored knees, and the discolored elbows and around their necks and stuff like that, shea butter or some nice light cocoa butter will not only moisturize your skin, but it will also help get rid of those unsightly skin discolorations that you may have.
Wow, that's great to know, Monica. So now I know when I'm going in the stores what actually I need to go look for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And another thing, application of a very thick moisturizer as soon as you get out of the bath or shower, and once more time, of course, during the day, to help your skin stay moisturized. Sometimes layering an oil on your face and body prior to certain cream-based moisturizers will help trap in the hydration. So basically what I'm trying to say, if you use a nice little light coconut oil first before you use a thick, you know, cream-based lotion, that'll actually help keep your skin moisturized more often throughout the day, so you won't have to use as much. And before bathing, I always recommend body oil. I really like coconut oil because that can hydrate your skin and protect your barrier before getting into a warm bath or shower. Aside from coconut oil, Another really good one is a really good essential oil. Like if you know, trying to de-stress and relax throughout the day, some really good essential oils that are great are argan oil, tea tree oil, rose hip oil, and lavender oil. These are all really good oils that are essential to helping with the relaxation. Just like we discussed in our earlier segment about yoga, these are essential oils that can also promote relaxation as well as moisturize the skin. So those are some really good helpful tips that, you know, people can take advantage of. On our website, BrazilBeautyBar.com, in our beauty supply store, we do have some new shea butters that contain some of these natural essential oils. So if you're interested in going into our website to purchase some of our new shea butter, body butter, just log on to BrazilBeautyBar.com, and we're offering 40% off right now through December the 15th off of any amount of your purchases. Be sure to go on there and check it out.
Wow, that's great, Monica. So now I know what to put on my face, my hands, and all over, and some great five body butters I can purchase at. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Dana. And getting back to what I was saying about the essential oils, you definitely want to be sure, especially with tea tree oil and lavender oil, you definitely want to be sure to maybe apply a little bit of that on the inside of your arm to make sure there's no reactions. Another important factor that I want to mention, if you're allergic to tree nuts, now this is really important. I want my listeners to really pay attention to this one. If you're allergic to tree nuts, coconut, almonds, walnuts, pecans, any nut that grows on a tree, you have to be careful with coconut oil, because if you're allergic to tree nuts, there's a possibility that you will have a reaction with products that contain coconut oil. So we do have the ingredients listed on our products for that reason. So just be sure, you know, if you're aware that you have an allergic reaction to coconuts or tree nuts, you definitely want to be sure to test a little bit of any product that you use that contains coconut oil on the inside of your arm for at least a few days to be sure that you don't have any type of irritations, rashes, or reactions.
Wow, that's great information to know, Monica, in case someone's really allergic to those items, even not even putting them on, but even to smell them. That's great to know.
Yes, absolutely, because a lot of people don't check the labels of skincare products to see if they contain tree nuts or a byproduct of tree nuts. They're always looking at the consumption of tree nuts if they have a nut allergy, and you have to pay attention to the body care products as well.
That's great. That's great to know. Great information, Monica.
Thank you, Dana. And I wanted to end the segment. It's also good to put a few drops of natural oil in your bath water if you're more of a bath person. And, you know, you take showers occasionally, but you just want a nice soaking bath, especially after working out at the gym. You have sore muscles, aching feet, or you may have had an injury, a sports injury. It's really good to put a few drops of tea tree oil and eucalyptus oil and maybe a pinch of menthol in your bath water. Not too much, it's going to irritate, because what that does, eucalyptus, spearmint, and the menthol actually helps with muscle aches and pain. So if you if you're suffering with some type of sports injury, I know people always say to use Epsom salt. Epsom salt is good too. That's the old remedy. But if you really want some nice fragrance in your bath water, as well as relieving some of those muscle aches and pain, try those three combinations in your bath water will also help relieve aches and pains as well as promote relaxation. Because if you're in pain, then you're tensed up and you're relaxed. You know, you're stressed out, you're not relaxed.
Wow.
So if you put the essential oils in your bath water, you're relieving the pain and you're relaxing at the same time. So you're kind of knocking out, you know, two birds with one stone.
That's great.
But yeah, check it out. You definitely be very beneficial for you if you have those issues.
Oh, I'm going to try that, Monica. Add that to my water after my workout. So I definitely need that.
Yep. Thank you, Dana.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Okay. Well, that covers what we have today for Kumba High Skin, Hair, and Fitness Podcast and BrazilBeautyBar.com. Be sure to check us out. Thanks for listening.